Listen to God's Word for April 21st. Today's reading includes 1 Samuel 26 and 27 and Psalms 17, 35, 54, and 63. May God bless this reading of His Word. First Samuel 26. Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah and said, "Is not David hiding on the hill of Hakilah opposite Jeshimon?" So Saul, accompanied by 3,000 chosen men of Israel, went down to the wilderness of Ziph to search for David there. Saul camped beside the road at the hill of Hakilah opposite Jeshimon. But David was living in the wilderness. When he realized that Saul had followed him there, David sent out spies to verify that Saul had arrived. Then David set out and went to the place where Saul had camped. He saw the place where Saul and Abner, son of Ner, the general of his army, had lain down. Saul was lying inside the inner circle of the camp, with the troops camped around him. And David asked Ahimelech the Hittite and Abishai, son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, "Who will go down with me to Saul in the camp?" "I will go with you," answered Abishai. That night David and Abishai came to the troops, and Saul was lying there asleep in the inner circle of the camp, with his spear stuck in the ground by his head. And Abner and the troops were lying around him. Abishai said to David, "Today God has delivered your enemy into your hand. Now therefore, please let me thrust the spear through him into the ground with one stroke. I will not need to strike him twice." But David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can lift a hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" David added, "As surely as the Lord lives, the Lord himself will strike him down. Either his day will come and he will die, or he will go into battle and perish. But the Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Instead, take the spear and water jug by his head, and let us go." So David took the spear and water jug by Saul's head, and they departed. No one saw them or knew about it, nor did anyone wake up. They all remained asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Then David crossed to the other side and stood atop the mountain at a distance. There was a wide gulf between them. And David shouted to the troops and to Abner, son of Ner, "Will you not answer me, Abner?" "Who calls to the king?" Abner replied. So David said to Abner, "You are a man, aren't you? And who in Israel is your equal? Why then did you not protect your lord the king when one of the people came to destroy him? This thing you have done is not good. As surely as the Lord lives, all of you deserve to die, since you did not protect your lord, the Lord's anointed. Now look around. Where are the king's spear and water jug that were by his head?" Then Saul recognized David's voice and asked, "Is that your voice, David, my son?" "It is my voice, my lord and king," David said. And he continued, "Why is my lord pursuing his servant? What have I done? What evil is in my hand? Now please, may my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, then may he accept an offering. But if men have done it, may they be cursed in the presence of the Lord. For today they have driven me away from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, 'Go serve other gods.' So do not let my blood fall to the ground far from the presence of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to look for a flea, like one who hunts a partridge in the mountains." Then Saul replied, "I have sinned. Come back, David, my son. I will never harm you again, because today you considered my life precious. I have played the fool and have committed a grave error." "Here is the king's spear," David answered. let one of the young men come over and get it. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. As surely as I valued your life today, so may the Lord value my life and rescue me from all trouble." Saul said to him, "May you be blessed, David my son. You will accomplish great things and will surely prevail." So David went on his way, and Saul returned home. 1 Samuel 27. David, however, said to himself, "One of these days now I will be swept away by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will stop searching for me all over Israel, and I will slip out of his hand." So David set out with his 600 men and went to Achish, son of Maok, the king of Gath. David and his men settled in Gath with Achish. Each man had his family with him, and David had his two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail of Carmel, the widow of Nabal. And when Saul learned that David had fled to Gath, he no longer searched for him. Then David said to Achish, "If I have found favor in your eyes, let me be assigned a place in one of the outlying towns, so I can live there. For why should your servant live in the royal city with you?" That day Achish gave him Ziklag, and to this day it still belongs to the kings of Judah. And the time that David lived in Philistine territory amounted to 1 year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Gerzites, and the Amalekites. From ancient times these people had inhabited the land extending to Shur and Egypt. Whenever David attacked a territory, he did not leave a man or woman alive, but he took the flocks and herds, the donkeys, camels, and clothing. Then he would return to Achish, who would ask him, "What have you raided today?" And David would reply, "The Negev of Judah," or "The Negev of Jerahmeel," or "The Negev of the Kenites." David did not leave a man or woman alive to be brought to Gath, for he said, "Otherwise they will report us, saying, 'This is what David did.'" And this was David's custom the whole time he lived in Philistine territory. So Achish trusted David, thinking, "Since he has made himself an utter stench to his people Israel, he will be my servant forever." Psalm 17, A Prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It comes from lips free of deceit. May my vindication come from your presence. May your eyes see what is right. You have tried my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tested me and found no evil. I have resolved not to sin with my mouth. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me, hear my words. Show the wonders of your loving devotion, you who save by your right hand those who seek refuge from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who assail me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They have closed their callous hearts. Their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked us down and now surround us. Their eyes are set to cast us to the ground, like a lion greedy for prey, like a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront them. Bring them to their knees. Deliver me from the wicked by your sword, from such men, O Lord, by your hand, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. may you fill the bellies of your treasured ones and satisfy their sons, so they leave their abundance to their children. As for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I will be satisfied in your presence. Psalm 35 of David. Contend with my opponents, O Lord. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up your shield and buckler. Arise and come to my aid. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plan to harm me be driven back and confounded. May they be like chaff in the wind, as the angel of the Lord drives them away. May their path be dark and slick, as the angel of the Lord pursues. For without cause they laid their net for me. Without reason they dug a pit for my soul. May ruin befall them by surprise. May the net they hid ensnare them. May they fall into the hazard they created. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and exult in his salvation. All my bones will exclaim, Who is like you, O Lord, who delivers the afflicted from the aggressor, the poor and needy from the robber? Hostile witnesses come forward. They make charges I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good, to the bereavement of my soul. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, but my prayers returned unanswered. I paced about as for my friend or brother. I was bowed down with grief, like one mourning for his mother. But when I stumbled, they assembled in glee. They gathered together against me. Assailants I did not know slandered me without ceasing. Like godless jesters at a feast, they gnashed their teeth at me. How long, O Lord, will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. Then I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let not my enemies gloat over me without cause, nor those who hate me without reason wink in malice. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful schemes against those who live quietly in the land. They gape at me and say, Aha, aha, our eyes have seen. O Lord, you have seen it. Be not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Awake and rise to my defense, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me by your righteousness, O Lord my God, and do not let them gloat over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Aha, just what we wanted. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. May those who gloat in my distress be ashamed and confounded. May those who exalt themselves over me be clothed in shame and reproach. May those who favor my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, Exalted be the Lord who delights in his servant's well-being. Then my tongue will proclaim your righteousness and your praises all day long. Psalm 54, for the choir master, with stringed instruments, a maskil of David. When the Ziphites went to Saul and said, Is David not hiding among us? Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers rise up against me, and ruthless men seek my life, men with no regard for God. Surely God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. He will reward my enemies with evil. In your faithfulness, destroy them. freely I will sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eyes have stared down my foes. Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body yearns for you in a dry and weary land without water. So I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. Because your loving devotion is better than life, my lips will glorify you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift my hands. My soul is satisfied as with the richest of foods. With joyful lips my mouth will praise you. When I remember you on my bed, I think of you through the watches of the night. For you are my help. I will sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will fall to the power of the sword. They will become a portion for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will exult, for the mouths of liars will be shut. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.